A Superior Spectre, written by Angela Meyer and read by Paul English and Eloise Oxer.
I woke slowly, blinking the stars from my eyes. I felt tired and heavy, the ache in Leonora's head seemingly transferred to my own. I breathed deeply, but the damp made its way into my lungs, and I sat up, coughing, my ears ringing. It was still dark.
"May I be of any assistance?"
came a voice from behind me, sending a shiver of terror through me before I remembered the Anserve. His voice was a young British man's, both friendly and officious. I continued to cough.
"No,"
I managed.
"The time is 3:34 a.m.,
he said.
"Would you like me to leave you to rest some more?"
The coughing was wearing down. I cleared my throat.
"Yes, William, I suppose so."
He left the room. How sad that I had named it. A confirmation of my failure to truly be alone, as I should be. Or perhaps evidence that I am one of those wretched creatures who has never tried hard enough to make a connection with actual humans. Someone who is socially broken, and so then technology makes it easier to never address the issue. I used to deride people who married their sex dolls, or animals, or buildings. Such large-scale and yet often proud failings, mostly men's. And now, here I was, in the middle of fuck knows, with time on my hands, and a robot servant, and fantasy drugs that deleted me from existence for a while, so I could live in the mind of another. Here I still am. I did try, actually, for a few days, to live without William, after I charged him up on the bed. But after even 2 days, I became so sick of the sounds made by my own body, my breathing like that of a dragon, my wet mouth, each sniff the suck of a vacuum on a wet floor. I never knew I sniffed so loud. Going to the toilet, sickening. And I had already begun to read the walls, ceilings, floors, the cracks and protrusions and shapes, the cobwebs morphing into hair and steel wool, things that scratch you. Nightmarish 3D shapes branching out. I picked my nose until it was a rough, hollow trunk, and then I thought, fuck this waiting. I'm going to turn him on sometime.